your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this Friday discussion with Pest Chatfield here on Your Defending Fathers, August 15th, 2025 edition. Pest Chatfield, I believe you had four other bullet points there that you wanted to touch on real quick.
Right. And again, this is J.C. Ryle. Preachers will know that name. One, every government is responsible to God. Two, every good government should endeavor to promote truth, charity, temperance, honesty, diligence, industry, chastity among its subjects. Now, here's the deal. Everybody, every liberals would believe that. It's always a question of definition. Always. Every good government should promote truth, charity, temperance, honesty, diligence, industry, chastity among its subjects. Who gets to define those words? We say the Bible defines truth. The Bible defines truth. The natural law defines industry. The Bible defines the nature of humankind. That we get instructions from the Bible. Of course, even the rankest liberals, oh, I want to treat everybody good and nice. Okay, so do I. Who gets to define that? According to who? The Bible, of course. Three, to tell us that a government must leave religion alone because it cannot promote it without favoring one church more than another is simply absurd. Let me stop and say this. It is true, and James Madison kind of said that, something like that. That is why in the Constitution, we did not, here's what Madison said, we don't want to make Christianity the state religion, because then the argument will be, well, is it going to be Presbyterianism, Baptist, Methodist? So that's true. There is. And J.C. Ryle, the Anglican here, was from England. He was an American. And you had the Church of England. It was the state church. It was the state church. And but we didn't want a state church. First Amendment. Congress should make no law respecting an establishment of religion. We did not want a state church. Why? Because we could see how that the Anglicans persecuted the Baptist. And the Presbyterians persecuted the Baptist. And in Europe, the Catholics and the Protestants had all these wars over religion. We don't want that. So we didn't do that. So there is, and by the way, there's always a tension between these ideas. Always a tension. Can't get around some tension. What I mean by that is there's a pull on theologically both ways. Do we think that we should have blue laws again in this country? A blue law, everybody, was the idea, and throughout the South, they had them in my lifetime. They're still in my lifetime. A blue law was the businesses had to be closed on Sundays. It was the Lord's Day, and they had laws stopping businesses from opening. It was considered legit. And in the North, 100 years ago and 150 years ago, you would never travel on Sunday because nothing was open. Nothing was open. You wouldn't go out to eat on Sundays, and we thought, in this country, that a blue law, they were called blue laws, that just Google blue laws, look it up, that nope, we're going to close things on Sunday. Is that the promotion of religion? Should we go back to that? Another idea is the 18th Amendment, which basically forbade the sale, transportation of intoxicating liquors, prohibition. Oh, it passed by 2/3 majority of Congress and 3/4 of all state legislatures to outlaw bars. Did that go too far? Did that go too far? I will tell you, Lincoln liked it. And the women liked it. The women who had gotten a say-so by then, they really pushed through prohibition. Why? Because they're tired to get beaten up by their drunk husbands. Let's make alcohol illegal. Now we look backward on that and we say, whoa, 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 that's too far. Most people think that Well, we can't. You shouldn't drink, they'll say, but you can't make it illegal. So there is a tension exactly how far we go on. By the way, the 21st Amendment, 1933, you know, abolished the 18th Amendment. Didn't work. Really didn't work great in America. But so those are just some of the tensions that we've got. We did not want a state church, okay, and we didn't, okay. Number four, to tell us, from J.C. Ryle, to tell us that no government can find out what true religion is and the consequence that government should regard all religions with equal indifference is an argument only fit for an infidel. What do you mean we don't know what's truth? And that's kind of like, that's what Pilate said to Jesus in John chapter 18. What is truth? Let me ask you this. Is it wrong to kill a person? Yes. Murder is wrong. Why am I opposed to abortion? Because I believe that an unborn child is a human being and it ought to be defended of their life through law. We have laws against murder, right? Isn't it against the law in this country to kill somebody? Well, shouldn't that apply to an unborn child? Now, the argument on the other side is, well, yes, I'm against murder once a baby's born, but not before they're born. So we have to make our arguments. But of course, we know we have to find out what is true. We find out what is true from what the Bible teaches and by natural law and applying just the faculty of reason to natural law. Of course we do that. Lastly, number five, it is undoubtedly true that Christ's kingdom is a kingdom independent of the rulers of this world and one which they can neither begin, increase, nor overthrow. Right. I get that. We preach the gospel. It's not of this world. We win people to Christ apart from the mechanisms of government, especially Baptists don't like to use force. We don't use force. Baptists, that's our deal. Not pacifism, but we don't force. We want to force our, and most of your listeners, whether they realize it or not, think like Baptists. The Baptists don't want to force things on people. Now, the modern Baptists, you say, oh, whoa, the Baptists are the strictest. Well, 100 years ago, you'd have said Methodists were the strictest people on earth. I mean, they were strict. Methodists were more strict than Baptists 100 years ago. Not so today, true, but it used to be that case. Lastly, he says, number five, he says, but it is utterly false that the rulers of this world have nothing to do with Christ's kingdom. They safely leave religion entirely alone and may govern their subjects as if they were beasts and they had no souls at all. In other words, we've got to believe that there is some truth, and we've got a guidebook. Here's our guidebook, the Bible and natural law. And as William Blackstone said, these two things are co-equal, equal. The reason we talk about the Bible more because you can read the Bible. It's more clear. But natural law, and by the way, if I ever wrote a book, which I probably won't, but it's still true, the whole Bible is written with the notion, with the backdrop of natural law. Some things are not in the Bible because it is so clear to understand. And believe it, listeners, our founders believe this. That's why we have the Ninth Amendment to our Constitution. I mean, there's just some natural laws. And it would do you good to look up William Blackstone. Just Google William Blackstone and the nature of law and see what he says about natural law and its relation to the Bible. Again, I sum up by saying this from that when Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world, doesn't mean that we stay out of politics. It doesn't mean, no, it doesn't matter. Biden's president or if Trump's president. God doesn't care about any of that stuff. That's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's wrong. Again, the Bible says in Psalm 85, by me, kings rule. God uses them. And so we're thankful we got what we got. And we got our country. There you go. I did an awful lot of talking today.
Well, the main reason I wanted you to dialogue or monologue on that versus dialogue back and forth is because from scripture and from history where they are absolutely intertwined, where yes, all of the different examples you could give, I mean, just a couple of top of mind that come to your head.
Okay, well, I can tell you this. In Daniel chapter 10 and 11, when Daniel's praying, an angel goes and informs Daniel. He's an angel. He says, I was on my way to to answer your prayer, and I was confronted by this gigantic demon. There was a battle in the heavenlies between this angel and this other angel that were struggling on who would be the next ruler of Persia. And then Michael the Archangel came and reinforced me, because I'm the one, this angel says, that made Darius king. Now, listen, there's human instruments in all this. By me, king's reign. You say, well, are you saying then, Pastor Chatfield, that God changed the voting machines so that Donald Trump would be elected? No. I'm saying that there were a lot of things that happened. He was the duly elected president. But it was a part of, I'm convinced, it was a part of the plan of God. It wasn't an answer to our prayers, and it an answer to us going to the polls and voting and knocking on doors and many other things, spending money and advertising on TV, which it takes to win an election. These things are all intertwined. Yes, God is sovereign. He rules. But he uses human means almost always. Now, he can part the Red Sea, open it up, and then close it when the Egyptians chase. He can do the miraculous. And he does sometimes. Again, like in Acts 12 when he got Peter out of jail. But usually not. He answers the prayers of his saints by providential means. And you don't quite view it as a miracle, but in a sense it's a miracle. It's a providential miracle. But it is both. And the Bible is completely full of these things. Yes. Over and over and over.
Well, in for a time such as this, when a very historic meeting's taking place this afternoon in Alaska, Donald Trump, I saw a news story this week. All of the wars that he has focused on, I mean, it is amazing. This list, it's growing. I believe 7 different wars and battles that have been going on for years. I mean, it's just, the list is amazing. And now, today, the big one, Ukraine, Russia. And,
right.
I mean, this is, did he put Donald Trump in office this time, at this time in our lives, to basically end all these conflicts around the world?
I think so. I hope so. I don't know. However, let me tell you this. In the White House now, they have Bible studies now and prayer. Do you think God will honor that? I say yes, he will.
Amen. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at tristancole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and Impetoski. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and Impetoski.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. Go ahead and wrap up your final thoughts, and then I got a couple of points I'd like to make.
Okay. That's just a more modern example. During World War II, they're on an American ship in the Atlantic, and FDR and Winston Churchill had a church service and sang together Onward Christian Soldiers. They viewed the fight against Nazism as a war between light and dark. The forces of Christianity and evil. Was that wrong? Were they wrong to do that? To have a church service together and sing Onward Christian Soldiers together? Believing? No, I say no. No, Nazism was not good. Murdering people because they were Jewish, putting them in concentration camps and murdering, I say that's not good. Well, who are you to impose your sense of morality on us? Hey, because murder's wrong. That was terrible. And Israel especially was a kind of a special nation in the economy of God. So this is an example of that. Of course those two things mix, and we had prayer. And you could see FDR's prayer before D-Day. He's praying during D-Day. Pray, protect, oh Father, protect our soldiers. That was good. Was that establishing a state church? Was that where you were condemning Nazism? How dare you impose your morality on us? It's absurd. That's ridiculous. So, yes, John 18:36, you got to understand it. We're not pacifists. Yes, God, Christ's kingdom is not of this world, but we're going to fight for our country. And we're going to try to win people to Christ. And and those two things intersect, and there you have it. So I could go on, but I know I'm out of time. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the main point that I wanted to make, and like you said, FDR went on the radio. He had, while sitting in the Oval Office, they had, at the time, the largest AM radio station signal in the country was WABC out of New York. And they had others that actually had microphones there carrying his prayer live on the radio. And as we head into this meeting today, what I would like you to do is to right now say a prayer regarding this meeting with President Trump and Vladimir Putin. It's taking place in the state of Alaska later today. I'd like you to offer up a prayer.
Amen. And I ask everybody to join in with me. How do you join in? Well, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but say, okay, join in with me, beseeching heaven for this. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, for especially for President Trump. Give him wisdom to say the right things, to be brave yet wise. Father, we want peace in the war between the Ukraine and Russia. Give our president the correct path forward. Father, we believe in life. We don't like war. Nevertheless, help him to stand for truth and right. Father, I pray that you'd soften Vladimir Putin's stubbornness. I pray that you'd see it is in his best interest to make peace. Father, we do pray for peace. Have mercy on us, our country, the United States of America. And bless the president in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. And I prayed earlier in the first hour when I said I prayed for God to be with Donald Trump, to put his hand on him and to guide his words and to give him his divine plan, God's divine plan for the world, for our country, for Russia, for Ukraine, Europe. This is a huge meeting, and if God's part of that meeting and absolutely guides and directs what comes out of Donald Trump's mouth, and that it is then heard and received openly, you know, without any egos, basically just basically talking man to man, but having God's presence in that meeting is what I was praying for earlier. And
amen. God can rule and overrule. And sometimes God may use Donald Trump's ego, and he has one, make no mistake, he has one, but but he may use it for his plan, his glory, his purpose. That said, you know, God resists the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. So I think we just pray for wisdom for the president.
Absolutely. Sunday, you will be praying. You'll be preaching. What do you plan to talk about this Sunday in church?
Just abide in him. Stay in the faith. Keep at it. Keep at it. Abide in Christ. Let's keep going forward.
Excellent. And we, as a public service, we hook up technology. Thank God for the technology. We are now working absolutely to perfection on our end. I just wanted to let you know everything is working great, and we have more and more people texting me, thanking me for carrying church services live, 11 to noon on Sundays. And then after that, we, of course, head back to the music. But we carry his church services, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. They're on M68 between Lansing and Indian River. If you want to go and see him in person, this Sunday would be a good Sunday to do it.
So amen. Not amen. Just you're invited, everybody.
Yes, sir. Please invite everybody.
So. Exactly, yeah.
All right, brother.
People say, well, it would be better if they saw my face. Well, I'm not so sure, but nevertheless, you're invited.
Absolutely. God bless you, sir. Thank you for today.
Yeah, thanks, Randy.
Final hour of today's show this Friday, February or August 15th. Short top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.